Krishna Prem.
Which means 17. San Francisco Gaudi. Bimala Vaishnava.
And think the meaning of this song, and accordingly they must follow. Otherwise, Krishna Prem is very far away. Ajnana-timirandhasya jnananjana-salakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya kripa-sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo. Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakise Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Yukadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Yam prapra-janta-manu-peta-ma-peta-krityam Dvaipāyano-virahakātara-yājuhāv Putre-titan-maitaya-tarvabhinedu Tam-sarva-bhotar-dayam Muni-māna-kurthana Tavai-vāsmi-tavai-vāsmi Najimāmi-taya-vina Iti-bhikya-rādhe Tangnaya-māma-charanam. First of all, by millions of auspiciousness in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhatam Guru Parpadma Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasiswan Bhakti Prabhyam Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasiswan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And then my all children is some Nasigan, Vaishnavan, and daughters Vaishnavi. We discuss tomorrow how Krishna came to Mathura with her Guru. And in the way, when they reached nearer to Mathura, near Jamuna, it was evening. So, Abdul stopped his rath chariot and wanted to take bath in Jamuna and to do sandhya anhing. So he stopped the chariot and came down of the chariot and he went to the Jamuna. There was a kund and he went to take bath. When he was dubki lagai, when he was sinking in water, at once in water he saw Krishna and Badeva are here. And then he comes up. Oh, what I saw in the water, Krishna? But I see that they are sitting on the chariot. Oh, perhaps I have done wrong. Seen wrong. So again he sank to Jamuna River. And saw there also, he saw that Krishna is very beautiful, four-handed. Baladev, like Sheshnag. And on that, Krishna is sitting. Very beautiful Chaturbhuj roop. Banmala in the name, crown on head, very attractive. Then he knew, oh, really he is Parabrahma. And then he came up to the chariot and began to do so many stoves and stuti. Here one thing is hidden, that Brajendra Dandan Shyam Sundar and Rohini Dandan Ram, they never give up Vrindavan, never goes to other places. So by this evident, Krishna and Baldev, Rohini Dandan, they returned back to Vrindavan, and Vasudev Nandan, Krishna, Devaki Nandan, Krishna and Rohini Nandan, Balaram, that is the incarnation of Krishna and Baladev Prabhu of Braja. They went to Mathura. They killed Kansa, Charun, Mushti, Kubalya, Pida and others. Krishna never comes out of Vrindavan. He never kills any demons. In their body, Mahavishnu, all others, Ram, Vishnu, Narayan, all are there. So Vishnu dvara kare shanghar. So what asur Krishna has killed, really he has not killed. Oh, Mahavishnu, he killed all. Now from there, Akru took Krishna and Baldev in chariot, where Nanda Baba was waiting for Krishna and Baldev. Then Krishna met them and took some rest. Akru, he prayed that, oh Prabhu, you and Nanda Baba and others should come to my house. But Krishna told that, I will come but not now. First, for what I have come, I should do, and then I will come to your house. Then Akru was sent, and then Akru went to Kansa and told that I have brought two brothers. First day Krishna, from there, from their camp, they came to see Mathura Nagari. It was decorated very much. And even when blind persons heard that Krishna is coming, oh, they taking other blind persons and began to run anyhow to see Krishna. And we have explained how the Rajkumari, princess of Jalwas, were selling flowers and so many things on Krishna. All are became very happy. And then he went to Dhanush Yagya, sacrifice Mahotsav, and he broke the who continued to do puja, and then he killed all attendants and then returned back. In the night they slept there, and Kansa, oh, thinking, oh, that bow was very, very strong, but he killed broke as a child, boy, broke and toy. How it is?
in the night when he was sleeping, he saw a dream. I told you that naked he is sitting on a donkey and face is behind. He had taken so much oil everywhere and sindoor. And anyone is killing him. And also, when he awoke, he saw that jackals are weeping, so many bad things are going. Then he became feared. Anyhow, next day, he ordered to decorate the arena. It was a very beautiful decorated. In the middle, there was a high mancha, a place. On that, Kamsa was sitting on a golden throne with sword and dhal. And so many kings here and there on both sides, they were sitting. Nanda Baba went there and he gave his tax. And he was also seated on any place, high place. All the Rajkumari, princess of Mathura, they also came and they were sitting. So many Sajjan Sadhu, Purus, they also were sitting there. In the meantime, Krishna comes ordered and Nagada drum was beaten. And then Charun, Mustik, Sal, Tosal, Ko, all the wrestlers, all very big and very strong, they began to do like this and jump in the arena. Thus, in the meantime, Krishna came in the front door of the arena. There was an elephant, Kubalya appeared. Oh, it was so strong, like Indra. And it was given so much
wine.
And then when Krishna came, he told, "Oh Mahavat, please give up us way. And if you are not giving, be careful. I will kill you and elephant both. Please give him." But hearing this, that charioteer of elephant became very serious and angry. And he took his ankles. took it in the ear of elephant, and thus she became very, very furious and ran towards Krishna. Then how he killed? Very interesting.
Om Jnana Sinyanasa Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances, the lotus feet of my Paramartha Guru Pāda Padma,
Om Vishnupad, astrotha sabda sushmad bhakti vedanta slavamanda sai maharaj, and Om Vishnupad, parivata gacharya yogarja, astrotha sabda sushmad bhakti vedanta slavamanda sai maharaj. I pay my obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nitkalilakrishnan Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and Nitkalilakrishnan Vishnupad, Srila Bhaktan Swami Maharaj. I pay my dandavat pranam, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here, headed by Srila Nisannasis. So, Srila Gurudev, make us stand in a very serious platform that Krishna and Baladev want to enter in the arena. But prior to that, I want to say something. Gurudev has discussed so many times that Kamsa has sent Putana, Agasura, Bakasura, so many demons. Why Kamsa not went himself to kill Krishna in Braj? If this question may arise from his mind, so Gurudev told the answer about this question. Once Kamsa thought, okay, let me go there and I can crush the small boy Krishna. Although not mentioned in Bhagavatam, it coming as a like parampara, the recipients from Prajavasis. Kamsa on the way to Braj, as soon as he crossed the Jamuna, one old lady, means Jogmadari, was there. She grabbed him and deep in the Jamuna. Immediately, Kamsa became a very old lady. And the Prajavasis, they are coming and insulting him and punching him and calling Raj Gulcha. Who is coming, kicking him, punching him like this? What to do? Someone told, you make cow drunk, cow petting. He never did so. She never did so. So she could not do. And she became very unhappy. And she thought, oh, I am Kamsa. How I can go Mathura by this stage? What people will tell me? So many days have been passed. One day, Jogmaya came. Will you come again in Braj? Promise? And he never come back Braj again? She told, okay, never again. Then again, Jogmaya Devi took him and give deep in the Jamuna. Then he came from Sadane from there. From there, he never come to Braj anymore. So he invited Krishna Baladev through Akrur. Although, Akrur living with Kamsa, but he always respecting Baladev Prabhu, Krishna and Nanda Baba. When Kamsa was sending to Akrur, go and bring them, Akrur told, oh, don't do this big mistake. He is Parabrahma, is Bhagavan. What? Is Bhagavan? Srila Rupa Goswami Pada explained in his book, the Swami Sindhu. Kamsa told, how we can tell is Bhagavan? Akrur told, oh, he control the Kaliya. Kaliya. What Kaliya? Is the poisonous snake? Akrur, no. He has so many hooks. I mean, Krishna control and make dance, tata, thoi, thoi, tata, thoi, thoi. One after another and cross one after another hook and vomiting blood. Kamsa, bogus thing. Is poisonous snake. When he wants control any snake, snake charma can control. How we can Bhagavan? Akrur told, he licked a Govardhan for 7 days. Oh, this is a piece of only us. How we can tell his Bhagavan? Go and get him. Obey my order. Akrur, okay, sir. I have no choice. I have to go. So now, Krishna and Baladev want to enter in the arena. The drum beating is going on. And all Mathura Nagari decorated very nicely, especially the arena. Why not? When Krishna was in Braj, it mentioned, Jayati Tethikam Janma Nabraja Sayata Indira Sasadatrahi. Where Krishna took birth, Sir Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, decorating the whole Braj. When Krishna is coming there, although his manifestation of Rajanandan Samsundar, still Krishna is there. So it must nicely decorated. Then Krishna told, oh, elephant driver, take it away from here, otherwise I will send you same planet where in charge is Maharajam, the person who has death. I sent you and your elephant both same time. Elephant became very angry. He made bring the elephant so many so much wine, huge quantity, and he took. Then he took the goat and put in his ear and pull it. And elephant became very angry. And elephant are trumpeting so louder, just like there is big thing is going on, very tremendous thing. And he grabbed Balaram Krishna under his trunk. Immediately Krishna came out from there and gone behind to his feet. Again elephant is moving and searching him. Again Krishna came and gave a punch and came under his belly. Elephant is searching. Why is that? Why is that boy? And smelling, again came, like when a Garuda, the king of the bird, play with the snake same time, like Varaha they play with Hiranyaksha, Nisinga they play with Hiranyakashipu, in same way Krishna is playing with elephant. Sometime he going back, pulling his tail, giving feast. Sometime came in front, again he grabbed. And Baladev was standing there. And all, the hall, Tosal, Kut, Chanur, Musti, all are waiting when Krishna will come. Then Krishna, oh, no need to make more fun with, I have to make so much fun going there. So Peter went here. Then he came and running so fast through his belly and sick and immediately come outside, the other side. And he's searching. And Krishna is sitting there and come out. Elephant could not understand. Sita Krishna is here. And he has huge tusk and hitting in the ground. After that, Krishna took up one tusk and by that tusk, he hit the elephant driver and taking the tail and moving and throw him, he expired. He died. And by that tusk, Baladev Prabhu took one and Krishna. And feed the elephant driver. Now they are entering in the arena. Look like so beautiful. For Krishna and Baladev, no need to make any ornament. For human beings, to make them, to show them very nicer, have to put so many makeup, cosmetic, so many golden ornament, this and that. But for Krishna, nothing needed. Some sprinkle of some drops of blood here and there, and they took the task on their shoulder. And going like a hero, both of them. When they entered in the arena, Chanur Musti all are waiting there. And Gurudev told us, described so many kings who pay tax to Kamsa, they are sitting next to Kamsa both sides. And Nanda was also there. Chanur told to Krishna, oh, our duty to please king, because king is a representative of God. So the king will be pleased, the god will be pleased, and all subjects will be pleased. So now we can do wrestling match. Krishna was waiting for that, but externally told, oh, we are merely a boy. It will be better, the match will be equal age and center powerful. We are small boy, we are not young enough, and you like so huge mountain. It's not fair at all. But oh. You kill Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, always you are wrestling during cow grazing. You are not merely a boy. Oh, you can fight with me, no problem. By force, Chanur pull him. And Mustik, and Chanur told, oh, Mustik can wrestling with Baladev Prabhu. Baladev can wrestle with Mustik. Then they start wrestling match. Here, beating their thigh, here, and sometime, they are touching their head, other head, sometimes pulling, some pushing. Expert in the swing match, like Jiva Prabhu, they know very well, and Sivananda Prabhu. That just started. And after that, what happened? We shall listen from Srila Guruji. Hare Krishna.
When he killed that Valya field, entered in arena, keeping the tusk of elephant some blood were there. So Krishna was looking and found it very beautiful. When he entered in arena, then Malla Nam Ashini, Nidang Naravara. Oh, you, Padmanabha Maharaj, explain. How he was container of all rasa.
Om Jnana Nirandasya Jnanam Vinashalakaya Chakshur Pranitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guru. So this very dramatic scene, how Krishna entered into this wrestling arena, how he now began to engage in this activity, this very chivalrous activity of wrestling with these wrestlers. Even though Krishna and Balaram, they appeared very sweet and soft like young teenage boys, and they looked extremely beautiful. The wrestlers looked so powerful with big, huge arms and legs, very muscular, very hard, but Krishna and Balaram looked so soft. So while this wrestling was going on, all the people in the arena, they were looking at Krishna and Balaram, and they were all experiencing from their own angle of vision that this personality, Krishna, was appearing to them in different ways. Why? Because actually, Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the absolute truth, and actually he is the source of everything that exists. And he himself, his very own personal form, is the embodiment of all rasa. In the Vedas it is told, raso vai saha, that Krishna himself, Supreme Lord, he is rasa. He is transcendental mellows, transcendental taste of all different varieties of wonderful experiences of rasa. So that absolute truth, Krishna, although he is one supreme truth, but depending upon the angle of vision, depending upon the qualification of the onlooker, they will know him in different ways. They will see him and experience him differently. So that absolute truth, Krishna, when he entered into the arena, so many different types of personalities were sitting in the arena. There were the wrestlers, there was King Kamsa, there were different types of very respectable people, there were other kings, there were the ladies of Mathura, there were the Vrishnis, the people of the dynasty, there were the cowherd people who had come from Braja also, there was Devaki and Vasudev, there were yogis in the audience. All these different personalities who were looking at Krishna, they all saw him differently. When Krishna was coming towards the wrestlers saw Krishna, and what they saw him as being as powerful as a thunderbolt, because they understood that this beautiful young boy, he's not an ordinary personality. He's the most powerful personality. They had already seen that he killed this great elephant, Kuvalaya Pete. So now they saw him directly through their own vision. Oh, he is like a thunderbolt. Then the men of Mathura, they saw Krishna, because Krishna is the supreme perfect person who has appeared within this material world. So he is Naravara. Naravara means the best amongst the human beings. So when they saw him, they could not understand his godly nature, but they saw him as the most perfect personality who is appearing in human society. Then the women of Mathura, when they saw, the Mathura Ramanis saw Krishna, they perceived with their eyes that Krishna was exactly the most attractive male personality, that he was as if Cupid personified himself had entered within the arena. As the cowherd men, all the gopas that had come with Krishna from Vrindavan, as they saw Krishna, they felt so much parental love and affection for Krishna, and they considered him to be their very own relative. So they became overwhelmed with a mood of vatsalya seeing Krishna. When the very powerful kings, who were very sinful also, impious kings, who have been subdued by Kamsa, when they saw Krishna enter into the arena, they saw him as the personality who was appearing in this world that would chastise all of them and conquer all of them. When the parents of Krishna, Vasudeva and Devaki, who were standing there with their arms chained together, their hands chained together, and they saw Krishna, they immediately became overwhelmed with compassion. Tears flowed from their eyes, very warm tears, tears of vatsalya praying for Krishna. And now they began to feel karunya, compassion for their beloved son, Krishna. They were fearful also that Krishna and Balaram would meet with some harm. When Kamsa, who was sitting on this huge golden dais, saw Krishna there, what did he see? Oh, here was his own death personified, walking into the arena. Everything that he had been fearing throughout his whole last years since Krishna was born into this world, he was fearing that one day, he will come and he will kill me. And now, as Krishna entered the arena and was wrestling with the wrestlers, oh, now Kamsa saw him as death personified. Then the unintelligent people, very ordinary people of the in the material world, when they saw Krishna, they could only perceive that, oh, here is the very universal form of this cosmic manifestation appearing here in a human form. And then when the yogis who were present in the arena looked at Krishna, they became completely shanta, very, very peaceful. They were meditating upon Krishna, just like the yogis meditate within their hearts on the eternal form of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And when they saw Krishna, oh, here he is himself, the Absolute Truth personified, walking into this arena. And finally, when the Vrishnis saw, when the relatives of the dynasty saw Krishna, then they thought, oh, here is our Paradevata. Here is the supreme, most worshipable personality coming into this arena. So in this way, Krishna, who is the embodiment of all rasa, was perceived differently by different personalities, and they experienced different tastes, different rasas when seeing Krishna. So Krishna is the Absolute Truth, and if someone has pure transcendental love for Krishna, only then can they actually perceive Krishna as he is. Therefore in Gita, Krishna himself says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvataha. Anyone who has pure devotion for me, pure bhakti, only they can know me through this in complete absolute truth.
There are nine kinds of persons there. They were present. But they saw Krishna 12 rasas. Malla Nam Ashini, wrestler. Oh, they saw Krishna like Vajra, thunderbolt. Oh, their rush was bhayanak. And gentle person, Narvara, they saw in Arbuk and Deer. Oh, very strong. And Arbuk. And the ladies of Mathura Desha like Cupid, more than Cupid, very beautiful. They are of Madhur Ras. And go with Nanda Baba, so many Sakhas of Krishna has come. Oh, they are Sakha and also laughing also. Harsharas. And those were wicked kings, on the side of Kans, oh, they saw Dandadana Shasak, controller of all. So they saw Raudraru. And then Mata Pita, they are not Vasudev Devaki, they were in jail at that time. So it had been told for Nanda Baba and other aged persons, or then Shishu, Karuna and Bhatsaljaras, two here. And Kansa, he saw him like Mithu Jam, that Krishna is my age. And it is Vibhatsaras, because Krishna will kill him. Vibhatsa. And Agyani, those who ignorant person, they saw, oh, Krishna is Virat. And their rush was Adbhut. And yogis who have presented their desha as Paramatattva, and their rasaj was Shan Bhishmai, both. And then Vishni, Jadav, they saw them as Ishtadev. Here Ishtadev means Dasyaras. So in nine kinds of persons, these 12 rasas were, they saw their vision of angle of their vision, 12 rasas. Then, after that, the drum was beaten. And then, Kansa was sitting on the throne, high throne. And when he heard that Valyapiti is killed by, Krishna has called, killed him, like a boy, playing. Oh, now he was, palpitation was going on. And then Krishna came there, then Charun told, oh, this wrestler was from South India, very tall, very like thunderbolt, his body was. He told Krishna, oh Krishna, I want that we should play and wrestle. By this we can please Krishna, Kans Maharaj and all persons. So you should come and wrestle with me. Krishna told him, I have come, I want to wrestle, but not with you. You are so elder, so strong. I can wrestle with my same aged person. And Charun told, I have heard you have killed Putana, Bakasur, Agasur, just now killing a Kubalyapi. Always while wrestling in forest when cow herding. And you are very strong, I know. So you must come and we should show Maharaj comes. And forcibly he took in the arena. And Musti took Baladev. And then they began to wrestle. Sometimes pushing here, there. Sometimes, jumping now, throwing in air. Sometimes one
going down
and they took and they began to throw. In the meantime, Charun thought, now I should kill this boy. So he gave him slow in the heart of Krishna. But Krishna took his eye like elephant. If any flower is
And then Krishna became also angry. And then he, with his blow, and then he took his both legs and began to hurt him. And at that time, he was lifeless. And then he threw in air now. Baldev Prabhu also, in this way, killed Mushti. Then then Kut, Shal and Tosal. They also came, and Krishna and Baldev, very easily, they killed them. Oh, at that time, when all other wrestlers run away from there. Then Krishna began to take their friends, Sakha of Braja, Sridham, Subal, and they began to wrestle. Oh, now Subal, Sridham were falling Krishna down. And all were happy. Also happy. Stop the beaten drum. Stop. You should take a rest. Kamsa. No. His father, Nanda. Take him to jail. And the wicked boy, Krishna and Baldev, you should take in them and out of Mathura. When Charuna and Mushti were in arena and fighting, at that time, the Rajkumari princess of Mathura Nagari, they began to lament and became very worried. And they began to tell, oh, here injustice is going on. We should not be here. If we will be here, then we'll have to enjoy the fruit of this. Like mountain wrestlers are going to wrestle with a very boy, Sukumar. Sukumar means very soft boy, Krishna and Baldev. It is very unjustice. Oh, we are very unfortunate that we are seeing Krishna and Baldev fighting with these wrestlers, but gopis. Gopis are how? Fortunate. Punyavat brajho jatayana linga gudha puran purusa panachitra malya ga palyan sabala kadayan shabenu vikriyan grit ramastha. Which are people?
Krishna Vartar Tadavartar Namo Namo.
Ashtabh
well, I offer my thousands of senses in lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada's Padma. All sannyasi and all Vaishnav, mothers, sisters, please accept my Gandharva Pranam. So now, really spoke Janan Murti of Krishna. Wrestling in with Janan Murti and also before Sri Sarvana Maharaj spoke, how is Sri Krishna great and how is beautiful hero? And there are explaining 12 kinds of verse. Shanta Dasya Satya Vatsalya Madhu Hasya Adhut Karun Rotra Bhana Vimansa Vi. Five main verse and secondary seven verse. All ordinary Shastras there spoke nine kind of verse in Bharatanatyam also another verse. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Vyasadeva wrote this verse. So they are explained. So all total 12 verses. And Sri Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha. He is supreme hero. 96 parts of hero's quality. So they are Dhir Lavi, Dhir Sampra, Dhir Udhartha, or Dhirudhan, main prominent four. And they are Srila Rupa Goswami was also explaining this thing. So Sri Krishna is Dhir Lavi. And he is Nishchinta Navatarana Vidagdha Pariharasa Visara. Praya Prayasi Vasa Syat Dhir Lalita Iti Udir Jati. Nishchinta Navatarana, he is Nishchit quiet. Never think how can kill Kamsa and how can kill Deva. And always he is playing very beautiful home. And there not taking any potence. And not fighting so much, and not any anything else, only touching and catching, at once die. So all human. Nishchinta Navataruna, he is not taking any weapons. Nishchinta so Nandamara, not giving any order and not giving any responsibility to Sri Krishna, because Sri Krishna is my child. So, not giving everything. So, always he is playing in Braja. So, Sri Krishna Nishchint Navatarana. And always here, who is who? He? Navakishore, Nadavar, Gopavesa, Venukra. Always playing through. And Navakishore, who is who? He? Teenage boy. So, Sri Krishna. Nishchinta Navataruna Vidagdha Parihasa Visara. And very clever and always joking and laughing, smiling face and always peaceful, very happy. And other way, prior Prayasi Vasar, always controlled by Sri Radhika. And Radhika have so much great highest mood. And Prajagopi, their mood is highest mood. So in this way, Sri Krishna always playing with them. So here, Mathura Nari. Mathura, in Mathura, there are so many ladies. When they had seen, that time they spoke this verse. Unnavata Braja Bhuva Jatayam Nilinga in Prajapati. There are so everyone, they are very, very great virtue and they have good previous life, so many pious activities. So now they took birth in Braja. In Braja Bhumi, Srila Sanatana Goswami was explaining, Punna Vata Braja Bhumo Jadayam Nilinga Dhyara. Tree, creepers, animals, and human life, gopas, gopi, everyone, they are very happy. Also, Srila Raghunatha Goswami spoke this way. So, Jatkinche Trinagulma Kikata Mukham, Goshtaihi Tasamastam Sarvanandamayam, Mukunda Daita, Lilata Kulam Param. Jatkinche Trinagulma Kikata Mukham, in Braja, there are all insects, snakes, animals, birds, and there are lion, tiger, deer, so many animals. And other, so human beings, and everyone, Punna Vata Braja Bhumoja Ayam Bhumi, in Braja Bhumi, so they are taking what? How much they are grateful, because before explaining so many things, they are trees, creepers, when Sri Krishna coming in Vrindavan, at that time, Pranata Bhara Vitapa, they are doing pranam to Sri Krishna, offering pranam, falling on the ground, and flowers, fruit, everything offering to Sri Krishna. They have eight kinds of mukh, sattvic mukh, tears falling, and astru, kampa, pula, romancha, vaivana, bepathum. So eight kinds mukh, they are offering uspanjali, flowers, everything giving to Sri Krishna. After then, when Sri Krishna going to other place, one forest to second forest, at that time, so all trees, creepers there, they become very sad. So, like very udas, when Sri Krishna coming, then so they are very heavily moved and offering all respect to Sri Krishna. So gopiyas tavat punna vata praja bhumo jada yam nirlinga bhura purana purusha palati. Animal, but they have pure mood, pure heart. Also prayena munayo deva vihaja bari asmi. Munis, rishis, sadhu, they came in praja bhumi prandava and they became birds and Bahubi, they came into a Punjab. They have seen Radha Krishna's sweetest Leela. And they are staff reporter, they took news and sent outside. And Prayana Deva Munayo Pyahiga Vanyasmi, Muni rishis, great sadhu, they become Muni, they become birds. And they are singing. When they hear Sri Krishna's flute, at that time they stop their sin, and then they are like meditator sitting in silent mood and hearing Sri Krishna's flute sound. And all the time they have endured mood. How much in the Punna Vata Praja Bhumo Jadayam Nilinga, where Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who came from Guru Vrindavan, His Supreme Personality of Godhead, but now he took birth in Braja Bhumi. He is sons of Yashoda Mata. And how much their love and affection, they are like ocean. So they are Braja Bhumi. They have pure mood, pure love and affection. So Sri Krishna forgot all appellates and always playing in Braja Bhumi. After then, when he came in Vrindavan, that time, every year, so all forests, Madhuvan, Talvan, Kumudvan, Maulavan, Madhuvan, Bhadravan, Bhandirvan, Lohavan, Samavan, Kelanvan, Khadirvan, Biharvan, all forests, every year he was, and every year he stayed without her way. So, Punna Vada Braja Bhumo Jadayam Nilinga, Gura Purana Purusha Panachitra Mata. Gura Purana Purusha His Puran Purushottam, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Veda, all Shastras, all Puranas, everywhere spoke Sri Krishna's beautiful quality and his beautiful form. So now again, Sri Krishna appeared there. He is playing Navakishur, not a word. Nilinga Gura Purana Purusha Balachitra Madhura decorating garland and bearing clothes, pitambar, and Mata Yasuda put peacock feather on his head and she gave one cloth like dupatta and after that she decorated. So in this way, Sri Krishna becomes our base and that time, Sri Krishna always playing with his friends and grazing cows. When Sri Krishna and Balaram request to Nanda Baba, Baba, please give me cows, so we are going to forest, we are grazing cows. Nanda Baba told, no, no, not possible. So we have so many servants, so they are taking care. You, where will you? You have no duty. This is not your duty, so you are brave, so you can stay here. Then they told, they request more and more. Pitaji, my dear father, so we are going to, forest, we are playing there. You can give cow. But Nanda Baba could not give. After then they request, please give me cow. So we are playing there. At that time, so Sri Krishna took cows and they played in Vrindavan. After then they took cow, so ga palayana sahabala kanayam sa venu. When he is going with cow, then so Sri Krishna, Balaram, and all friends, all sakha, then they are dancing, singing, playing. Sri Krishna also playing. Prove Sri Krishna has beautiful bhog. This is called Roop Madhuri. Guru Madhuri, beautiful quality, and he is playing flute, Venu Madhuri, and Leela Madhuri, sweetness Leela, very beautiful Leela. In this way, Sri Krishna has 64 qualities, Srila Rupa Goswami was explaining this. So, no other any incarnation, only one Sri Krishna, he had this quality. So, in this way, when Sri Krishna playing flute that time, Gapalayana Sahapala Kanayamsa Venu. Kanayamsa Venu, he is playing flute, then melting stones. So control and stop here. The sun and moon, everyone they stop here. So all is stopping. Brahma Ratri Mupagata, thousands years and thousands yugas. So long time kept in Raj festival life. So in this way, and when he played flute that time, so Yamuna blowing, but in Vrindavan, stopped there. So stopping there, that time so water coming out. So Kamalo Pahara, Yamuna Devi offering flowers, offering lotus to Sri Krishna, lotus. So in this way, ga palayana swahavala kanayamsa venu vikira yanchati giritra ramar chitangri. When Sri Krishna came in the evening time, then Brahma, Sri, and any other giritra ramar chitangri mahadevi and Parvati, everyone he offered Pushpanjali also in Jugal. So they are
so brief you to be speech. There are so much things to speak. Not so much.
So they pray, Vikirayachati Giritra Ramar Chitangri Gopyas Tapak Kimacharan Jadamusta Rupam Lavanna Sarva Samodha Mananda Siddham Dijani Hidi Vivanta Anusavabi Navam Durapam Ekanta Dhamma Jasasa Sriya Raisharas. All pain, all ambulance, so there are shelter in all the one Sri Krishna. Gopyas Tapak Kimacharan, ब्रज गोपी हाउ मच दे नीड ऑस्टेरिटी एंड व्हाट दे नीड पायस एक्टिविटी सो श्री कृष्ण ऑलवेज टेस्टिंग देयर मूड देयर हार्ट देयर मूड सो एम दे अट्रैक्टिव टू श्री कृष्ण गोप्यस्तपति मचरंजनम स्वरूपम लावण्य सारम असमोर्धम असमोर्ध नो सेम नो मोर देन सो ही बीटफुल एंड टू मच लावण्य सो श्री कृष्ण एंड बीटफुल होप एंड बीटफुल लीला ऑल माधुरी इज द बेस्ट सो दे आर वेरी फॉर्चून गापालयन के गोप्य तप गोप्यम चरण जदमुस्त रूपम लावण्य सारम असमोर्ध अनंद सिद्धम दीर्घवीर हृदय कृतमलां परिरप सर्व सो व्हेन दे आर फीलिंग बाय आई व्हेन दे आर लुकिंग बाय आई दैट टाइम दे फ्लोड इन हार्ट एम्ब्रेस टू श्री कृष्ण लोटस फीट या दोहनी बहननी मथुर प्रलेप प्रेंखई क्षणार भुर्दितो क्षणमार्जनादो ब्रज गोपी दे आर लिविंग इन दियर हाउस Always they are working, serving any kind, but they are milking cows, churning butter, and cooking, washing, cleaning, everything, all work. But all the time, they have only one mood. Only one mood. Ganti chaina manurasta dhiyaya srutancha. धन्ना प्रजस्त्रियो युरुक्रमचित्तजाना गायंती दे आर सिंगिंग ऑल द टाइम दे आर सिंगिंग श्री कृष्ण इज ब्यूटिफुल लीला फर्स्ट टाइम लीला बल्ल गोइशो पौगंड एंड कांस ऑल लीला दे आर सिंगिंग एंड ऑलवेज दे हैव एस्टेटिक मूड ही आर फॉलिंग स्टॉपिंग फ्रो दैट कैन टेक अ गुड स्पीक बट They are singing, and they have pure mood, pure heart. How much is your mood? So, Vatsa Nagar is the great name of Sri Vipo. They are very, very most virtuous Prajagopi. Dhanna Prajastriya Purukrama Chitta Jana. They are most virtuous Prajagopi because they are living and they are high. In their heart, Sri Krishna always leave him in their heart. They are most perfect. And other way, so Brajagopis they are living in Sri Krishna's heart. Sri Krishna always meditating them. And always they are living in Gopi, in Sri Krishna's heart. So they are most perfect. So in this way, Mathura Nagari, they pray to Sri Krishna and they pray to Brajagopi, Arjuna. So how much they are great book.
So in this way, this princess of Mathura glorifying gopis, they are thinking we are very unfortunate. Rushing this Krishna or wrestling with these mountains and they are very small and Brajastri Gopiyan, Gopigan, they are always in meeting in Vrindavan here and there, that he explained. How Gopis are fortunate that Jado hane vahanane mathano palepa. Remembering always Krishna sweet pastimes and doing their jobs. Jado hane. When they are milking cows or they are helping others to milk cows, what they are doing? Chanting Govinda namo dharma jagesti Govinda namo dharma jagesti Govinda namo dharma jagesti Govinda namo dharma jagesti in their vocal.
When Krishna went to cowherd in the morning, and when he evening returning with his cows, playing on the fold, hearing this advance, all gopi used to come on their doors, on their roof, balcony or roof, and with eyes they worship Krishna, they took aarti, and Krishna smiling, oh, this is how fortunate it is. And after that, saw that my wrestlers are now killed. Then it stopped Nagara.
No more beating ground.
Beating ground. And arrest Nanda Baba. And take Krishna and Baldev out of our Mathura Nagar. Oh, Krishna, oh yes, very good. And like a lion, he jumped so high on the manch of
the highest platform.
sitting in a golden throne with his sword and shield. Krishna at once jumped as a lion, and when he took the hands of Kansa, he was trembling, so his crown, and then he took his, oh, you have, you, at the time of marriage, you took the hair of my mother, now see, I am taking revenge. And he took his, Kansa began to take his sword and still, and began to go here and here. पायतरा भागने लगा, पैतरा चलने लगा. At that time, Krishna gave no time at all. As a lion, he took his hair and fell, throw him down, and with a whole weight of the whole world. He jumped down the. At once, in a moment, he died. And then he took his. Then he took his 2 foot feet and began to drag him. Why? Oh, even he is alive or dead, he saw. And then. Brothers of King Kansa, eight brothers. They come running to kill Krishna and Baldev. But very easily Krishna and Baldev killed them. And then when Kansa was killed, his two wives, Asti and Nasti, the daughter of Jarasandha, are very strong in power. They came in the arena and began to wait loudly. O Prabhu, now Mathura Nagari and we have become like we do. You are very kind to us, but you are now killed. Your activity was that you are giving so much torturing to others. You are against cows, Brahmins and others. So this activity has killed you, not Krishna. And then began to weep louder. Then Krishna came and told his mother, you should not be very. This is essential, this word. Who takes birth, oh, they must die. And now he has, now he is dead, you should not be so. And he tried to console. And after that, Krishna, with help of others, took his dead body and went to Dhruva Ghat. And he did antyeshti sanskar. That is funeral ceremony. And took bath in Yamuna. And there Gatashram. Oh, he wanted the like a hill there. And he rested there. And after he returned back. Next day, oh, Ugrasen with paraphernalia of Rajyabhishek, he came and wanted to give whole kingdom to Krishna. Krishna told, I cannot, because I have been caused by that in Jadu dynasty anyone will not be killed, be king. So he took all the paraphernalia and he gave the kingdom to and told, we and Baldev are your servant. Whole demigods and kings of India, they will come with upahar gift in your lotus feet. Don't fear, we are here. And thus, after that, that day, past next night, in the evening, Nand Baba was very eager. After sunset, in the darkness, anyhow, he came alone, Baladeva and Krishna. Why? They were fearing that if Vasudev, Devaki and Ugrasena and other will see, they will not allow to go to Nanda Baba. If I am going to them, then Krishna, Nanda Baba will take with them to Vrindavan. So anyhow he came, and then Nanda Baba told, O Krishna Baladev, you have forgotten me? And all are telling that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev. You have forgotten me and bread. And began to weep. Then told that I am going to, I am returning to Braj with Krishna, but Baladev should be here. Because he is only one son of Vasudev Devaki. But Krishna, Baladev told, I don't know my father Vasudev Devaki. I know you father and mother Yashoda and Rohini. I cannot be without Krishna a moment. Then Krishna told Bhavananda Baba, you should not worry. I should stay with Baladev here. Pacifying Jadav and Ugrasen, Vasudev and Devaki. Because his all sons are killed. After some days, we will come. And then Nand Baba began to wait. Anyhow, Krishna gave him so much gold, golden ornament, so golden silk, sari and other things. Nand Baba was thinking, oh, if I will return without Krishna, then Mother Yashoda and Gopi will tell that you have sold Krishna by this ornament and come alone. How you promised that I will come with Krishna and I will return back your son Krishna in your lap. Where is Krishna? He was thinking. Here two things. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur telling that there are two sections of Krishna Lila. In one, Krishna with Nanda Baba and Yashoda returned back to Mathura because he has told that day after tomorrow I must return. So he returned back. But anyone could not saw this was like uppercut. Unmanifested pastime. And in next section, he returned alone with all the sakhas, without Krishna, weeping and weeping. He returned back. In the meantime, Devaki Vasudev and other Jadu, they thought that he must be given a sanskar that Krishna is son of Vasudev. So they called Gargacharya and told that you should give him Upanayan sanskar. That sacred ceremony was there. Krishna and Baladev was said that beautiful face. and red cloth was given, sandal, wooden sandal, and chhata,
umbrella
of tal patra. He took, and as a brahmachari, Gurudev told after giving upavai, go and take alms from your mother first, and then your father, and from other seven places you should take, and then return back and give back to me. Then Krishna, looking at the mother, Devaki was there, and Krishna, look, where is my mother? He remembered that, oh, my mother Yashoda has told, when I will do your upavit sanskar, I will fill your bag with gold and jewels, pearls and everything. So where is my mother Yashoda? They could not see towards mother Devaki. Oh, mother, and in this way, that anyhow, after some time, Krishna was go back, and then he was sent to Gurukul, and he went there with Baldev Prabhu. Sudama Vipra also came there, and they were in 64 days. They learnt all these things. Oh, they are supreme lords. They know everything, all arts, all color. They know. But as human being, past times, they went for 64 days. And in 4 days, they learned astrology here, there, music, and Arsana Shastra. All Vedas, Upanishad, Puran, everything they studied there. Then when the study was finished, then Krishna told, O Gurudev, as you like, you can have anything that you want to from me. I will give you. Sandipani Muni knew that thing. Oh, they are supreme lords. They told, he went to his wife and told what we should ask for. Then she told that my son has gone to Prabhas Chetra and in ocean he has died. So we want that you should return back my son. Oh, Krishna and Baldev at once went with chariot Prabhas Chetra. And they told Osan, oh, give our Guru Putra, otherwise we will
punish you.
Then he told that I have not taken daily a Shankhachur.
Shankhasur.
He has taken. Then when he killed it, that Shankhasur, oh, then he saw that, oh, Guru Putra is not there. And then they went to Jampuri. And he took this Panjajanya Shankha. And hearing this, Jam came. And he honored him. He respected him and worshipped. And then Krishna told that, oh, return back. The son of my Guru Putra. Then that is why I brought this boy. They are here, he is here. And then he returned back. And Baldev Krishna from there returned back to Gurudev and he told that your son is here. He became very, very, very happy. After that, they returned to Mathura. Go Premananda. am inviting you all in Beja class, 16th class. I'm inviting you in Prat Mandal Parikrama in the month of October and November. In March and April, on the festival of the Gaur Janmotsav festival, on the birthday of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prajmandal Parikrama.
Hare Krishna, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj
Ki Jai!
Srila Sridev Ki
Jai!
On behalf of the Bay Area Sangha, I'd like to warmly thank His Divine Grace, Srila Gurudev, for allowing us to get your Divine Association for 3 days in your wonderful heart. Thank you very much for coming. All of Gurudev's Vidandi Sannyasis, thank you for visiting.